وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at mankind and human beings in the Quran and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at them. It is interesting to notice that before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the people and the nations that preceded Islam, when a prophet used to come along, they used to call him many names, amongst which they called him a kahin, a sorcerer, a sahir, a magician, and all these sort of names. Because people back in the day, they used to use these kind of things to, you know, communicate with the unseen for their own advantages. So when a prophet comes along and claims that he's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most people would not go with him, or at least they will oppose him, because they kind of have this kind of notion of sorcery and magic and what have you, and so on and so forth. And when the prophets used to come, they used to have, you know, they need to come up with miracles that they can see for them to believe. For example, with Musa, he has to, I don't know, cut the ocean in half and bring the plague upon the pharaohs and what have you. Isa alayhi salam has to bring back the dead, and things that, you know, that the sorcery cannot compete with. So in reality, they were more of visual than intellectual. However, that's all changed when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the Prophet to have a paradigm shift when it comes to human beings after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the message of Islam, where it became a message of logic, a message of understanding, a message of rationality. Allah concentrated on the inside of the brain rather than the outside of the face, which is the eyes. So Allah says now it's time that humanity reached a point where the intellect is more capable of understanding, is more capable of reaching understanding the miraculous of words rather than the miraculous of objects. So when Musa alayhi salam turned the staff into a snake, that's an object, but not the miracle of the brain. So when we say the Quran is a miracle in its nature, because it defies the logic of man, it goes beyond his comprehension. So even though when Allah, for example, sent the Prophet, and the Prophet said, well, I myself, لا أملك نفسي نفعا ولا ضرا, I cannot bring harm to myself, nor could I avoid harm, nor can I bring benefit to myself. ولو كنت أعلم الغيب لاستكثرت من الخير, and if I knew the future, I would refuse it for my own benefits. However, إن أنا إلا نذير وبشير, I am only a warner, and I give glad tidings لِقَوْمٌ يُؤْمِنُونَ, to those who believe. And then that notion where he says, I don't have anything, I don't have the treasury of Allah, I do not know the unseen, but I'm here to bring you a message. And he says at the end, أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ, don't you think, don't you contemplate. So Allah has shifted mankind to a new realm, to a new understanding, and that is the power of intellect. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to mankind, he says, okay, even if we give them all the gifts, وَلَوْ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَابًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, if we open a door from the heaven and we bring all the blessings, لَقَالُوا إِنَّمَا سُكْرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا, surely our eyes are just deceiving us. Because they want to shut the intellect. Allah says, don't do that. Let's take a short break and then we'll continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you're listening to the program for humanity. So we said, all the messages that preceded Islam through history, they were dealing with one aspect of human beings and they were just trying to get them to do certain things at a very small scale. But when Islam came, Islam kind of shifted everything to intellect and rationality. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when he talks about the people themselves and the people that oppose Islam, they tried to oppose Islam, and they still are, mind you. And they're trying to oppose it from the intellectuality aspect. They're no longer trying to refute, for example, with Musa alayhi salam, he had this debate or he had this, you know, a standout with the people of his time, which was magic. Okay, you bring magic, I bring magic, we see who wins. No. Now Allah says, I will give you a chapter of the Quran, and if you're good enough, bring me a chapter like it. So now it's a war of intellectuality. It's no longer a war of staffs and magic wands. It's not like that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, come, let's talk, let's debate, let's see who wins. And Allah says, if mankind and then jinn and everyone on earth, if they try their best to come up with a short chapter of the Quran, they will not be able to, because they just simply cannot defeat the intellectuality of the Quran. And then those who came, who were trying to stop the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they could not fight it. Because back in the day of the other prophets, when they bring miracles, some sorcerers and some magicians, they could create certain things that appears to people, and people might follow them. They might believe them. They're like, okay, so Musa made a snake, and this guy made a snake. Okay, yes, sure, Musa's snake is much bigger, but that's also a snake. So it's easy for people to fall into that aspect. When the prophet came, when Islam came and gave mankind that glory of intellect and how special they are in that term, the enemies of Allah and the enemies of humanity, if I can say, they could not refute it, they could not fight it. So what they started to do is they started stopping people from listening. Don't listen. Do not talk to them. Allah says, قَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا الَّذِينَ اسْتَضْعَفُوا, those who are in a place of power, place of pride, they were talking to those who were weak and don't have. نَحْنُ صَدَدْنَاكُمْ عَنُ الْهُدَى, we are the one that prevented you from listening and following the guidance. بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَكُمْ, when it came to you. بَلْ كُنْتُمْ مُجْرِمِينَ, sorry, you were transgressors. So the only way they can stop people from learning and becoming Muslims is that they literally have to stop them from listening to the Prophet and to the people of logic. Even when the Prophet came, they used to put cotton in the ears so they did not hear the Prophet. They used to clap and whistle and make all sorts of noises just so people cannot hear the Prophet talk, because they understood that they are powerless against the miracle of the Quran, the power of the logic of the Quran. And even our modern day, people doing the exact same thing. They're trying to refute the Quran, refute Islam, but they are powerless. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, mankind, now you're special. Now you have intellect. Use it for your advantage. Do not use it for your disadvantage and use it against one another. We will leave it here and we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.